Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Michael Kransdorf, and he's the chairman of the Jewish National Fund in South Africa. Are there better options than the Cuban engineers that have been brought to South Africa to solve the water problem or to assist in solving the water problem? Michael, good morning to you. How are you?
Hi, Howard. Thanks for having me on the show.
A great pleasure indeed. So in order to try and understand this, I think the starting point needs to be to take a look at what's happening in Cuba. Presumably, if we have brought these world-class engineers to South Africa, they obviously have a world-class water system.
You'd think, Howard, but that couldn't be further from the truth. The situation in Cuba, water situation in Cuba is quite dire, actually. Mm-hmm. So, you know, most households don't actually have running water constantly. Only 11% of households in Cuba actually get water when they switch on the tap. You know, over 50% of households only have like 2 or 3 hours of water every few weeks. And that says nothing about the quality of the water in Cuba. It's actually undrinkable. I've actually been myself to Havana on holiday and got sick.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Give me that percentage again. What percentage?
Only 11% of households actually have constantly running water. Over 50% of households actually, you know, only have a couple of hours of running water every few weeks.
And the quality of the water is not good either. Well, clearly from what you're saying.
No. Yeah, and most households actually rely on water trucks that bring water tanks by horse and cart, because they don't even have fuels for their trucks. So horse and cart bring tanks of water down the street in Cuba, where people are forced to, you know, bring buckets and get drinking water from there. So it's really not sort of the poster child for water management and innovation.
It's absolutely astounding when you hear that. In terms of their recycling, do they recycle?
That's a great point. You know, so. You know, Israel's the world leader in recycling water. Over 85% of water is recycled in Israel, and they're head and shoulders above anybody else. The next best is Spain, which is about 19%. Cuba, to put it into context, only recycles 4% of their water.
It's just incredible. So just to be clear, it's patently obvious that Cuba hasn't got this right. And with 11% of the population receiving water in their homes, only 50%, you know, a lot of people relying on trucks, no recycling, quality of the water poor. It's very obvious that Cuba's a poor choice. Let's put that aside. Why would Israel have been a better choice or a good choice?
You know, so we at the JNF, you know, our job is to promote Israel environmental and agricultural innovations in South Africa. That's a big part of what we do. And fortunately, I think we can be very proud of what Israel's achieved in terms of water. It really is a modern day miracle. You know, Israel is now water independent, which is quite hard to believe given where it was. Most people don't realize that water is a major security issue for Israel. After sort of hostile neighbors, water is the, you know, next biggest threat, I would say, to the Zionist project, given the climate of the Middle East. And Israel, from its founding, realized this and set about, you know, creating solutions, whether it's desalination plants, massive water recycling, so Israel's actually managed, even though its population's grown dramatically over the last 70 years, it's now water independent. It doesn't have to rely on rainfall. It's able to generate its own water through recycling and through desalination. And the JNF, KKL, has played a big role in that. Even South African Jews have played a big role in that. Some of the recycling plants and dams were actually paid for by money that was raised here in South Africa by the JNF, which we can be very proud of.
That's really, really amazing. Was an approach ever made to the South African government about Israel perhaps assisting with our water issues?
So we're actually doing a webinar on Thursday at at 7 p.m. With some of the leading Israeli experts mm-hmm. on the topic called Hell or High Water.
Right.
And we've sent out invitations to members of the South African government at municipal level, provincial level, and national level, some of the opposition. So we're hoping that they'll, you know, join us and hear sort of what Israel's doing in the water sphere. And also we're going to be telling some of the things that Israel's actually doing in South Africa that people might not know about.
Yeah,
so there is
yeah.
currently quite a lot of work happening with Israeli technology and solutions that are working in South Africa to help rural communities.
Is that happening in on a government level, or is that happening in terms of perhaps aid at private sector?
Private NGO aid. Exactly.
Right. So that's how it's happening. Have you had a response from government? I mean, will they be attending the webinar?
We haven't had any feedback yet, but we hope. Yeah, we hope you know, lots of people will tune in, and we hope. Yeah, we hope that. Members of the government will also listen. I think, you know, we've got great speakers. We've got Seth Siegel, who's a leading New York Times best-selling author. He's written a book called Let There Be Water, which is really the story of Israel's water miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And we have KKL, the JNF's chief water engineer in Israel, who's going to talk about, you know, he's the most senior water expert in the country. I'm going to be talking on some of the innovations that they've done, from desalination to recycling to also ensuring leaks. You know, managing the water infrastructure is a major project. So we're pretty excited, and so we think it'll be great, and we hope people tune in. We hope the government will tune in as well, and we as the JNF are very open, you know, to facilitating any sharing of knowledge. With South Africa, we do have two environmental centers that we run with the Department of Education, in one in Mamelodi and the other one in Hammersdale near Durban. And there we teach learners and the community about, you know, water issues and environmental issues on a communal scale. But we think that could be scaled, you know, dramatically.
Right. So just tell us again how, if anybody wants to join that webinar, how they go and do that.
Thanks. So you can either come to the JNF South Africa Facebook page or to the South African Zionist Federation website,
right.
Where you can register for the webinar, Hell or High Water, on Thursday night at 7 p.m.
Such a cool name. Absolutely love the name, by the way. Whoever decided on the name, it is absolutely brilliant. Come Hell or High Water.
Thanks.
So that you go to the Zionist Fed and look for that, and then just register. Hachamora says the only reason we have Cuban engineers is for the bribes and corruption that we've come to expect from the ANC. Brian says it was reported in the Sunday Times that the Cubans were experts in keeping old infrastructure going because of the U.S. embargo, and they also won't be full-time jobs with very little pay. Brian, what I'm understanding is 64 million rands worth of very little pay. And Linda says, how would read the water crisis? I fear choosing engineers on merit with due respect to the Cubans is the last thing on the minister's mind. Another patchwork job instead of getting the job done efficiently. Colin says, a morning, Howard, the Western Cape government tried using Israel water technology some time back. If I'm right, the government stopped the talks. Is that, we never really had clarity on that, Michael. Was that the case with regard to Cape Town?
Yeah, we've never had clarity what actually happened, with the potential desalination plants in the Western Cape. We never had a clear response.
Yeah, so that was exactly my view. It is 7:28. Michael Cranstorff, thank you for chatting to us this morning. Michael is chairman of the Jewish National Fund of South Africa, talking about the water crisis.